U.S. foreign policy is determined by Congress, the White House, and relevant legislation, and no fundamental political and economic changes have taken place since President Robert Mugabe won the presidential poll in 2013 at the heart of a standoff with Washington over human rights violations, bad economic policies, and alleged electoral fraud. Most Zimbabweans believe that ambassador-designate Mr. Thomas Jr. is widely expected to continue with the same U.S. policies that were being implemented by outgoing ambassador Mr. Bruce Wharton. The Zimbabwe Democracy and Economic Recovery Act of 2001, or ZIDERA, which enforces targeted sanctions imposed on President Robert Mugabe and his inner circle, is still intact with no indications that it will be repealed anytime soon. Under this law, President Mugabe, his wife Grace, several top ZANU-PF officials and senior members of the armed forces, mostly comprising the Joint Operations Command, are not allowed to conduct any business with the United States citizens and companies. America has over the years accused President Mugabe and his colleagues of serious human rights violations and electoral fraud. Mr. Mugabe has dismissed the sanctions, saying they were imposed in retaliation to the government's moves to forcibly take over fertile land from white commercial farmers. More than 3,000 white commercial farmers have been displaced from their land following the introduction of the land reforms in 2000. Economic commentator Masimba Manyanya tells VOA Studio 7 the ambassador-designate is well acquainted with Zimbabwe after working in the country where he served as labor and political officer from 1989 to 1992. Manyanya said Mr. Thomas Jr. will no doubt continue with America's policy of rectifying many faults in governance issues and ensure the creation of a democratic state in Zimbabwe.
The new ambassador will obviously carry on with the agenda that has been set by his predecessors. And there's no other way of looking at the agenda except in terms of what American foreign policy clearly says: to pursue democratization and to ensure that there's transparency in governance systems and to ensure that there's protection of the law, the rule of the law, and that that people participate in governance.
Harare resident Jeffrey Moyo agrees with Manyanya, saying there is no way Washington can have a policy shift given the current social, economic, and political situation in Zimbabwe.
The incoming of the new U.S. ambassador won't change anything in Zimbabwe. Their position has always been the same. They seem to be indirectly maintaining the sanctions.
Clarice Maduku, a political commentator and director of the Platform for Youth Development, echoes the same sentiments, adding that he does not see the new ambassador changing anything except to continue efforts to normalize relations between the two nations, which Mr. Wharton has been pushing for the time he started work as the U.S. ambassador to Zimbabwe.
When I read part of his statement when he was actually being appointed, actually seemed to be appreciating the services of Mr. Wharton. And in that case, for me, I read that he's clearly someone who admires Wharton, so he will do exactly what we have known Wharton for.
Manyanya, Moyo and Maduku agree that America put tough restrictive measures on the ruling elite in an attempt to force Harare to respect the rights of local people and hold free and fair elections, but all that has come to nothing. Manyanya argues that while laws like ZITERA have allegedly hurt Zimbabweans in many ways, the U.S. has been ready to repeal it, but there was a lot of intransigence and stubbornness by Mr. Mugabe and his colleagues in implementing the necessary reforms.
We are part of an international grouping of nations, and we have to abide by certain norms and values and rules that govern the general progress of society. And it's not about creating enemies or trying to make other people suffer, but I think it's about engineering progress towards the general progress of society, which is in the interests of Zimbabweans.
Another Harare resident, Henry Shoko, says Zimbabwe should introduce democratic reforms in order to promote good relations with the USA and all Western nations. According to the U.S. State Department of Commerce, Zimbabwe was the United States' 142nd largest supplier of goods imports in 2012, and the U.S. goods trade surplus with Zimbabwe was 1 million in the same year, 89.9% less than in 2011. Trade between the two nations appears to have been maintained over the years despite targeted sanctions imposed on Mr. Mugabe and his close associates numbering less than 200. Shoko says the dominance of the US dollar among a cocktail of multiple currencies being used in Zimbabwe, including the Chinese yuan, is a clear indication that Washington is key to Zimbabwe's existence. ZANU-PF spokesman Simon Kayamoyo could not be reached for comment, but ZANU-PF activist Gulson Nguni said the incoming ambassador won't change anything as U.S. foreign policy was determined in Washington. Another ZANU-PF activist, Spencer Akabopa, concurs, adding the new ambassador was coming to defend American sanctions against Zimbabwe.
The issue about the coming in of a new ambassador to Zimbabwe, to me, it doesn't mean anything, and nothing is going to change. You know what? This has been happening. We know a lot of ambassadors came and people expected a lot of things, but nothing happened. We know that America will just maintain its stance even on sanctions.
When Mr. Thomas Jr. was appointed a month ago, he noted that America would always attempt to open dialogue with Zimbabwe. Indications are that he will push for the full implementation of the 2013 Constitution, credible, lasting democratic reforms, and respect for human rights and rule of law by the government of Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.